falda, come i baci che ho perduto. Sei piena di un amore che è passato, che il cuore mio vorrebbe cantilar. Ogni giorno ti scalda, che splendidi tramonti dipingeva. Adesso brucia solo con furor, tornerà un altro inverno. Cadranno mille petali di rose, la neve coprirà tutte le cose, e forse un po' di pace tornerà. Dato il suo profumo di ogni fiore, l'estate che ha creato il nostro amore, per farmi poi morire di brucia solo con furor, tornerà un altro inverno, cadranno mille petali di rose, la neve coprirà tutte le se un po' di pace tornerà estate, che ha dato il suo profumo di ogni fiore, l'estate che ha creato il nostro amore, farmi poi morire di dolore.
Ooh, hey. Little mishap on the board right there. But good morning. This is Jill Yum with BeanTunes Radio, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm not usually at 9 a.m. on Wednesdays, but our other DJ couldn't come in this morning, so I am subbing. So get excited. I usually have a show Sundays at 3 p.m. We usually play anything. I have a theme usually, and I don't really stick to it. And that will sort of hold today. I will be playing music that I've been listening to recently. I've been listening to sort of an absurd amount of Italian 60s soundtracks, and also just generally 60s and 70s soundtracks recently. I went on this run yesterday in the morning, and I was listening to the soundtrack from Breakfast at Tiffany's, which is like sort of a really weird thing to run to because there's not really like a great rhythm there. But I was like, wow, the world is so beautiful. So I highly recommend, you know, maybe you're listening to my show, you could go for a walk, put your earbuds in, enjoy this beautiful Wednesday morning. We're finally heading into spring, it seems like. Medford wanted to give us like one last taste of winter before we finally were able to have spring. Monday was really bad, especially because I just got back from being at the beach, and Monday was like a nice, solid 20s day. Really great return to Boston. Yeah, so we're gonna keep it going. The first one I played for you was from João Gilberto, Estate. It's from the album Amoroso. It's not actually soundtrack music, but it sort of feels like it fits the theme. It's actually from the 70s, late 70s. But I've really been loving this album, and I wanted to play that song. And I'm sort of diverging from my normal, show. Whenever I sub, I like to play things that I typically wouldn't play on my show on Sundays. So you're getting a taste of the other half of my music taste, which is not for the public eye, but now it is. This next one is from another movie which I haven't actually watched. It's Amore Mio Autami. The song is by Piero Piccioni. I'm just gonna butcher all of these names today. But this movie is supposed to be sort of a bad movie, but it's notoriously has a beautiful soundtrack and is like sort of slow and not really that entertaining, I think. I wouldn't know because I haven't watched the movie. But I hope you enjoy this song. You know, get out there. Enjoy the beautiful nature and listen to the song, because that's what this song is really good for. It's like so perfect for romanticizing all of your little things. So, yeah, enjoy.
Thank you.
Hey guys, I'm back. That one was called Lison by Barney Kessel. It's from a movie called French Riviera, which I have, again, not watched. I don't think any of the songs that I'm playing today are from movies that I've watched, but that's sort of the point of today's show. I read something somewhere that was, some director said that if a soundtrack is really good, it probably means the movie's bad, and that, like, good movies have sort of bad soundtracks, or soundtracks that can't stand alone as an album. And I've been thinking about that, and I don't really know if that's true, but all of these soundtracks that I've been loving over the past week are movies that I don't really care to watch, so maybe that does actually hold true. A couple of the songs that I'm about to play are not actually from movies, but they sort of fit this aesthetic that I'm going for. And these are all, I'll admittedly, like, these are all coming from one playlist that I made called Stahl House, because I was thinking about the Stahl House, which is a house in, I think it's LA, that was built in, like, late 50s, I believe, like, 59, maybe. And this house is sort of supposed to represent modernity. And I don't know why I've been, like, sort of fixating on, like, 60s and 70s post-war period. I guess 70s is not really post-war. But I've been just, like, loving this specific aesthetic. And I can't really tell you what it is. But, like, it's just the architecture, the filmmaking, fashion, music. And I think it might be because I've been, like, learning a lot about the 60s in class, and I have, like, a puny brain that can't focus on more than one thing at a time. So, yeah, maybe that's why. But anyway, Stahl House is this really beautiful house, and, like, it's designed so you can sort of see the inside from the outside because it's all glass walls, and it's overlooking LA, too, which is beautiful from the inside, but also, like, there's this iconic photo where you can see a woman sitting inside of the house at night because all the lights are on in the house and it's dark outside. And I don't know, I just, like, there's something so strange about, like, everything that was happening in this period, because it was both, like, nostalgic for past stuff and also, like, there was this weird, like, futurism thing happening. So, a lot of this music is not really like that. I feel like a lot of it feels very old, but also I don't really totally understand the aesthetics of that era. So this next one is from Errol Garner. It's actually a little older. It's from 1955, and it's called Misty. I was listening to this one recently because I've started listening to more jazz, and I've been wanting to expand my jazz palette. I only really know Miles Davis at this point because I'm taking a class about Miles Davis, and again, puny brain, I, like, can't really do things without being told to do them. So this one I sort of found on Spotify, which is how I guess people my age find music, but I am super excited to play that, and we will be playing more sort of jazz-ish stuff going into, like, world stuff later, and then finishing off with some more soundtracks. So get excited. We've got so much time to go. I'm super excited to be subbing today because I don't always get to play everything I want on my Sunday show. An hour is not enough for me, so I will be taking up more time on the Medford Air space. Anyway, this is Misty by Errol Garner. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hello. That one was Soap by Hareton Salvanini. That is an artist from Brazil, I just learned. That one was actually from 1973, a year after my parents were born, from the album SP73. Actually, it's an LP, I think. I believe the artist released this LP and it was written with his brother, who was a theater director. So it isn't actually a soundtrack, but he later went on to make a soundtrack for a movie, but this one was not actually a soundtrack, but feels very theatrical, dramatic, and that's sort of what we're going for today. Before that, I played one from the Pink Panther soundtrack, Champagne and Quail by Henry Mancini, and we're going to head into some more soundtracky stuff, more explicitly to the theme, I think. But we are halfway through the show, and I have something very important to do, which is to read a PSA. This one is called Walking is Good Exercise. Although other physical activities can provide a more vigorous workout, walking is easy, requires no special equipment, and is good exercise for most adults. In urban areas, walking can be an excellent alternative to driving or even taking public transportation. For example, it's just a little over 2.5 miles from the Tufts campus in Medford to Harvard Square in Cambridge, a distance that can be walked in about 45 minutes by a healthy adult. Walking can get you fresh air, exercise, burn calories, save you money, and with all the inattentive and otherwise impaired drivers on the road, it's safer than riding a bike. A public service message from WMFO and Medford Tufts Community Radio. I also have another important announcement to make, which is that we are in our donations drive season at WMFO. And if you love keeping the station freeform and supporting community radio, please consider donating to our 2022 donations drive. If you would like to pay online, go to give.tufts.edu and under designation, select Arts, Sciences, and Engineering, and then Other, and then you can put WMFO, or you can write us a check. To check out our prize tiers and our mailing address, go to WMFO.org and click the Donations Drive tab. Thank you for helping us keep it freeform. The prizes are really awesome, and I think you should definitely donate so you can get some of our prizes. The top tier is having dinner with the exec board, which I personally would do. That would be really awesome, so please consider donating. Anyway, back to the show. We are heading into more explicitly soundtrack music. I don't know. I'm pretty much just going to play the rest of the playlist, or like a lot of the playlist. And there's some repeat artists in here as well. You know, if you have any suggestions for like maybe movies that I should actually watch and enjoy the soundtrack at the same time from this sort of 60s, 70s era, I asked my parents, and they gave me a lot of recommendations, but, like, Hitchcock films, I don't know, soundtrack I don't really, like, find super notable. I love this sort of, like, swell of orchestral, like, you know, strings and things like that. That's exactly what I want to listen to. I don't really love the, like, just, like, filler stuff, like, suspense stuff. I just love the, like, romantic, you know, pretty stuff. which is funny because my friend got this calendar. Julian got this calendar, my friend Julian, who I live with. And it's just, like, butterflies. And we were picking out our favorite butterfly of the 12 that were available on the calendar. And I picked this one that was very pretty. And everyone was like, this sucks. It's so cheesy. And I was like, no, it's really pretty. That's a terrible story, but the moral of the story is that sometimes you can just pick the pretty thing. And, you know, I try to often, like, be very, you know, intelligent about my music taste, and this stuff is really just, like, beautiful and fun to listen to when you want to be happy. And that's what I'm going for today and, you know, for the rest of life. It's a great philosophy to have, I think, just to listen to soundtrack music to make you feel a little bit more like you're in a soundtrack. So this one is from Alberto Baldón Bembo. It's also from the 70s. It's from a movie that's Italian, La Amica di Mia Madre. I wish I knew what that meant. I'm assuming there's something about a mother in there. It's called Blue Velvet. Here we go.
Thank you.
Hello, I'm back. Here we go. Oop, there we go. I'm back on air. Sorry about that. That one was called New York Herald Tribune by Marshall Solal. And next, I have one from a caller. Super exciting. I haven't actually gotten someone calling in to request a song, just some friends calling in to say things on air. But shout out to Roy for calling in and suggesting this next one from June Christie. It's called Something Cool. So here we go. Let's listen to it. Excited to hear the song. We've never heard this one before, but apparently it'll go with our theme today. So thank you so much, Roy.
Something cool, I'd like to order something cool. It's so warm here in town, and the heat gets me down. Yes, I'd like something cool. My, it's nice to simply sit and rest a while. Now I know it's a shame I remember your smile. I don't ordinarily drink with strangers. I most usually drink alone. But you were so awfully nice to ask me. Like my dress, I must admit that it's very, very old. But it's simple and neat, just right for the heat. Save my furs for the cold. A cigarette. Well, I don't smoke them as a rule. But I'll have one. It would be fun with something cool. I'll bet you couldn't imagine that I one time had a house with so many rooms I couldn't count them all. I'll bet you couldn't imagine I had 15 different beaux who would beg and beg to take me to the ball. In the fall, and who would think the man I loved was quite so handsome, quite so just a memory I had, one I almost forgot, 'cause the weather's so hot and I'm feeling so bad about a date. just a guy who stopped to buy me something cool.
Hey guys, that was one from Walter Wanderley called Rain, from the album Rainforest, released in 1966. Before that was one from June Christie called Something Cool, suggested by our listener Roy. Thank you so much for calling in. Such a beautiful song and definitely fit our theme, so that seriously made my day. So awesome to have callers calling in and talking to me. That was so awesome. Never happened before, so my day is made. We are unfortunately wrapping up the show. Yeah, it's been such a pleasure yet again. I love coming into the studio, and I haven't been to the studio this early, I think, ever. My show is usually in the afternoon, and I've only ever subbed in the evening when it's dark outside, so it's nice to finally be able to see outside from the studio. We have a super dirty window that I can overlook the memorial steps, which is this huge staircase at Tufts if you haven't been, which I assume you have if you are listening to Medford Radio. But our steps, it's funny to watch every day. My classroom overlooks the steps too, in Anderson Hall, and I can see everyone leaving class. There's like periods of time at Tufts that are transition periods, and it's terrible for drivers in the on campus, but it's very funny to walk around campus when it's like at noon and then at like 11:45, like weird in between periods where everyone is going from one class to another, and it just like you feel like, oh my gosh, there's so many people that go to the school. And that didn't happen last year during COVID because we were all taking classes virtually. So that was a new experience for me this year. It is funny to watch, though, because there will be like waves of children from Tufts walking around. So we're going to finish it off today with one from Armando Trivajoli. It's from a movie again. This one's called A Woman's Perfume. And I unfortunately have to finish us off today. So once again, this is Jill Yum with BeanTunes Radio, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. This one is called Woman's Perfume.
COVID-19, WMFO DJs are pre-recording their shows for broadcast on air. We can still accept phone calls, but the phone line is in voicemail mode. Call 855-915-9636 and be sure to leave the DJ's name in the voicemail so we can forward it to the correct person. The following program was recorded earlier. Enjoy.